This is CliffCentral.com.
Hello and welcome to In Conference with Michael Jackson right here on your favorite podcast platform. This is CliffCentral.com. Unscripted, uncensored, unradio. And this show, I mean, there's brilliant people here at Cliff Central said, you're a professional speaker, you travel the world, you do thousands of speeches in your career. Bring us the people who matter, the people who've really inspired you, impressed you, or you just think are pretty cool people. And that's why this show exists. Today, we're going to be talking to a professional adventurer. He's also a professional speaker, and that's where I first met Peter van Ketz. He lives somewhere down on the coast in some obscure part of South Africa. It doesn't really matter where. He's on Skype and he's joining us anyway. So that's the most important thing. But I tell you what this guy's done is absolutely incredible. Let's meet him and find out exactly what. Peter van Ketz, welcome to CliffCentral.com.
Michael Jackson, thank you very much for the invite to speak, and to you and your listeners. What a privilege it is to spend 15 minutes with the one and only Michael Jackson.
Ah, you're too kind. Now, listen, when you tell people, when they say, hey, what do you do? I think most people are going to be pretty surprised to hear, I'm a professional adventurer and a professional speaker. What the hell is all that about?
Yeah, I mean, and how does that all work, you know, in modern society, you know? I was just telling you earlier that I went to Victoria West the other day, and I was in the beer car beer there, and I told the person that I was a professional adventurer. And you could just see his eyes completely glazing over, as if to say, you know, what on earth is that? but that's what I do, Michael. I'm a professional adventurer. I every year or every second year, I try and put together some kind of expedition that has a lot of purpose behind it, that we go and we try and break world records, or we try and do world firsts, etc. But I think for me, my biggest thing is the stories that I'm able to tell people and use in the talks that I do all around the world to change the way people think about themselves and about their businesses and about how to handle the environment that we're living in at the moment.
Wow, which is incredible, because let's face it, if you had a job in a factory canning peas, there wouldn't be too many stories to tell, I guess, right?
Well, I'm sure there could be, but it would be certainly very different kind of stories to the stories that I tell.
I mean, I love the way you just throw that out there. Oh, yeah, I look to break world records and do that kind of stuff. I mean, when I first came across you, I think you were rowing or had just rowed the Atlantic Ocean for the second time. Now, my wife and I over Christmas were privileged to be on the Queen Mary 2 sailing from New York to Southampton. So I, too, Peter van Ketz, have crossed the Atlantic. I did in 7 days and there was no training required.
Yes, but I remember getting a very clear message from you that you were sitting out in your balcony with a cappuccino, thinking about that exact same thing. Now, had you been on my rowing boat, there would have been no space for a cappuccino.
Mark. Oh, man, I tell you, honestly, we talked about you a lot, both Carol and I, my wife and I, because that ocean is monstrous. You rowed across it in slightly bigger than a dinghy. I mean, that's nuts.
Well, I suppose it is a little bit nuts. You know, sometimes, Michael, when I look back at it, and, you know, I'm planning another one coming up, and we'll chat about this just now. When I look back at it, I think, oh, my complete nerves. How on earth did I ever manage to do it? And, you know, I've done it twice now, and they've both been races. The first time I did it with a good friend of mine, Bill Godfrey from East London, and the second time I did solo. And we rode an hour and a half on, an hour and a half off, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for the first time, 50 days, and the second time in complete isolation for 76 days. And let me tell you something, 76 days is a long time to be alone. And if you don't learn absolutely everything about yourself in a venture like that and more, then there's something terribly wrong with you.
What made you do it, even the first time, Peter?
Yeah. I suppose, you know, for me, one of the greatest things in my life has always been pushing the boundaries, trying to seek out that extraordinary adventure. I'm a typical South African boy. Always wanting to do something extraordinary, something that's out there. And I think that's quite a common sort of trait amongst South African people. South African people all around the world are known as very adventurous, very hardworking, very good, very solid, people with incredible principles. And I suppose for me, that sort of sense of adventure has always got me asking the question, so what's next? What is the next best thing?
Well, I want to talk about your new thing in a moment as well. But go on. Let me not cut
in. And for some people, Michael, that's their businesses. That's their families. It's their next great adventure or the adventure that they're busy with in their lives. And this is what I try and like to do in my talks. So I speak all over the world, Michael, and you've heard me speak. And I try and relate my stories that I've learned in a very personal way to how people operate in their businesses. You know, because we are conducting our personal and business ventures in a turbulent and dynamic world.
Mm-hmm.
So I suppose to achieve and sustain real success, accomplish significant goals, and to fulfill our purpose, we need to connect the right things in our lives. And I've been able to do this, or connect the dots, I suppose, in our lives. And I've been able to do this when I look back at some of the expeditions. And once we've connected these dots and we've put them all together in some kind of process, it will definitely allow us to operate at maximum personal and professional proficiency.
I see the logic of it, but what was the biggest learning that came out for you the first time you and your friend, colleague, rode the Atlantic together? What was the biggest takeaway for you?
Michael, I think I'd like to answer the question, what is the biggest takeaway that I could come away with from all of my expeditions? Because, you know, I've learned so many different things in all my expeditions. But if you had to say to me, right, what is the greatest lesson that you have learned?
Mm.
I would say this, Michael, you and I and every single listener and every person on this planet has been incredibly made. And that if we put the right process together in our lives and our businesses, we can achieve what we've considered previously to be impossible or too difficult to achieve. But terms and conditions apply to that. We need to have the right processes put in place. A recent study, Michael, how's this? A recent study was done by Harvard Business School on 210 successful people. They try to find a common thread between these people. What is it that allowed them to become successful? And in the end of this study, they came to this conclusion that the secret to success remains a secret. However, with 98% of them, they found that a principle which was a significant predictor in that person's ability to succeed was this one thing: perseverance.
Wow.
The ability to push through, to persevere through hard times like we are experiencing currently in our economic, whether it's our personal or business environment, the ability to push through these hard times will determine whether we are able to achieve and sustain real success. And my expeditions, I have been able to, well, I've been put in the position where I've had to show true grit, where I've had to persevere.
Wow.
And I've learned that if we persevere and we never, ever, ever, ever give up on those visions and those dreams that we have for ourselves, and we put the right processes in place, we will not fail.
I can't imagine anyone other than you rowing an hour and a half on, hour and a half off for 76 days. That's pretty much perseverance. Let me ask you on that solo trip, Mr. Van Ketz, the Larry King question. Did you discover yourself when you soloed, road across the Atlantic Ocean?
You know, I've learned, you know, Michael, this, I could spend hours with you, and I know we've only got a few minutes left with this. I really did. I'm glad that I knew myself before, though, I went, because I think a lot of people battle with themselves from many aspects.
Mm.
And I think my greatest fear before I went on the solo trip was, so what is it going to be like to be alone for such a long period of time? I've been alone for 2 or 3, maybe 4 days, but continuously for 76 days, completely isolated. It's a long time. And I think the greatest thing that I learned for myself on that particular journey was that, you know what, I'm okay to be alone. I'm okay inside my head. I'm okay with what I have done in my life and what I've achieved in my life and the person who I am.
I hope your wife's listening to this.
She is. And I'm okay with all of that. And I tell you what, had it not been for my wife, I'm not so sure I'd be able to do the things that I do. I mean, I owe a lot of what I do and One of the special things that I did, Michael, to keep myself sane on that 76-day row was I phoned every day on my satellite phone for 5 minutes, 76 people, one person a day. And in that time, in that 5 minutes I had with them, I would tell them what an incredible person they were, how amazing they were, and that I was dedicating that day to them because of whatever reasons it was. And it was absolutely phenomenal.
Now, that must have made a difference, and it must have made a massive bloody phone bill as well. I bought internet access on the Queen Mary 2 for 7 days. I've got to take out a second mortgage on my house to pay it off. Remarkable.
Yeah, well, satellite communication is essential on expeditions like this, but it is super expensive. And that's why we need sponsors.
A quick question. On your solo row, which way did you do it?
So I rode from the Canary Islands, a place called La Gomera. I did the southern part of the North Atlantic Ocean. So from La Gomera down into the trade winds. Well, there were no trade winds. And in fact, we had current against us for a lot of the time. Hence the 76 days to Antigua. So 5,500 kilometers. My next journey, Michael, is the South Atlantic. Mm. I myself and another well-known adventurer, Bram Mulhuber, in fact, I raced to the South Pole with him.
He's a nutter, and I can't believe you did that either. Different story, different day. What are you going to do next? Come on.
We're going to be rowing the Cape to Rio yacht race. How's that?
Well, hold on a second. The Cape to Rio is a yacht race.
Yes.
And you just said you're going to be rowing it?
On December the 26th, we kick off with the rest of the guys that are sailing it. It's never been done before. Bram and I are going to be rowing a 7.5 meter rowing boat from Cape Town to Rio de Janeiro, 6,700 kilometers.
Oh, my God. Now, listen, knowing you and Bram are going to win the bloody Cape to Rio yacht race you row so fast anyway.
The only chance that'll ever happen, Michael, is if there's absolutely no wind.
Yeah, exactly, because you'll have the tools to pass by all of those luxury, very expensive yachts. How long is it going to take?
We suspect if the conditions are good, anywhere between 60 to 70 days. If the conditions are bad, anywhere from 70 to 120 days.
You are an absolute maniac. I sit in awe in the studio listening to you.
Michael, what a pun. Nicely done.
Ah, I love it, my friend. How do people follow your journey coming up in December 2016?
Okay, so,
but how do they find out about you now and what you do on stage?
Okay, so I think the best thing to do is if people want to book me to speak, they can book me through a unique speaker bureau. That's my favorite bureau that I work through.
Biggest bureau in South Africa, right?
The best bureau in South Africa.
But if they want you directly?
If they want to get me directly, they can either get me on my website, www.petervanketz.co.za, and my surname is vanketz.co.za. They can get me on Facebook, Peter Van Ketz, Inspired for Life. Or my Twitter handle is just Peter Van Ketz. Any one of those is absolutely fine. They can follow us. They can follow the build-up to this magnificent row at the end of the year. If they want to book me for talks as well, they can get hold of me directly.
You got sponsors on board for the Cape to Rio?
Do you know, at the moment we have one, and that is just for the boat. So they've given us the boat. We are still looking for a major sponsor. And there's a huge, magnificent deal that goes along with that. We are just about to launch an app called Dot, which means do one thing. And it's an incredible app. It looks like Facebook, but it's just a do-good planet, environmental conservation application. So we're looking forward to that launch, and the people that are sponsoring us will be part of that as well. It's going to be massive. It's going to be huge, and it's going to change this planet.
You are amazing and you are nuts. Peter Van Ketz, what a privilege to talk to you on the show and to share time occasionally on stage with you at conference venues around the world. Thanks for the offer. I'm not getting into the boat with you. I'm not going to row the Cape to Rio myself. But I tell you what, my friend, I wish you, and I know you'll do it really well, probably break all records again. 70 days. No one's ever done it before. So you're setting a world's best. Time is against us. You know what time's all about. You've done hundreds of days on boats doing it yourself. Peter Van Ketz, from me, got to say thank you very quickly. It's been a real pleasure. Thanks for being on board with us here at Cliff Central. This is the kind of caliber of person you meet on In Conference with Michael Jackson. And we're delighted that you take time to podcast us and listen to us wherever you are around the planet. From myself and my guest, thanks for being with us.
Cliff Central.
The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you. CliffCentral.com.